With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer to becoming the next head of the Department of Homeland Security. The Senate voted 54 to 37 Sunday to advance the Oklahoma Republican senator's nomination and clear the way for a final confirmation vote Monday or Tuesday. President Trump says he'll order federal immigration officers to take a role soon in airport security unless Democrats agree on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security.
In a pair of social media posts, the president first threatens, then states he'd made plans to put ICE officers in airports beginning this Monday. Mr. Trump says he'll do this if the congressional standoff continues. President Trump's announcement comes as a partial shutdown contributes to long lines at some of our nation's largest airports. The president suggests that ICE agents would bring his immigration crackdown into our nation's airports.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A federal judge has blocked the Pentagon's restrictive press policy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge ruled that it's unlawful for the Trump administration to limit news reporters' access to the Pentagon. At issue was a new credentialing policy. In December, the New York Times sued the Pentagon and Defense Secretary Hegseth for adopting a policy that violates journalists' constitutional rights to free speech and due process. Reporters from news outlets that refused to consent were forced to leave the Pentagon. The Defense Department said it will appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has warned that the U.S. will obliterate Iran's power plants if it doesn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, prompting Tehran to say it would respond to any such strike with attacks on U.S. and Israeli energy and infrastructure assets. This is SRN News. A new study of Christian media.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll asks moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries but wish there were more mental health support and more outreach specifically to mothers. This is SRN News. A big data center is coming to Ohio.
The Department of Energy has announced a public-private partnership with SoftBank and AEP Ohio to develop a massive artificial intelligence data center and power complex at a former uranium enrichment site in southern Ohio. The project announced Friday includes a planned 10-gigawatt data center and up to 10 gigawatts of new power generation, most of it fueled by natural gas, along with billions in grid upgrades. Officials say the initiative will create thousands of jobs and support AI growth while keeping electricity costs down. Keith Peters, Washington.
Chuck Norris's death has sparked a wave of tributes from fellow action stars and fans. Norris died Thursday in what his family describes as a sudden passing. Jean-Claude Van Damme shared condolences and called Norris a respected friend. Mike Huckabee remembered Norris visiting U.S. veterans with his wife, Gina. More details, SRNNews.com.